Good afternoon, KCTA listeners. This is Gracie. I'm the program director here at KCTA. I'm here with Christina Rodriguez. In case you didn't know, October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness. I know this kind of gets overshadowed by breast cancer awareness, but this is a, you know, near and dear to my heart for me because these women, you know, you said you feel like you have a lack of support.
Yeah, I feel alone in this, you know, like a lot of other women feel alone.
Yeah. So Christina's here. She's going to tell us more about PAIL, which is Pregnancy and Infant Loss. Christina, could you tell me a little bit more about PAIL and infant loss awareness?
Well, the death of a baby before their first birthday is called infant mortality. For every 1,000 babies, 6 die during their first year. And it's due to birth defects, preterm birth, like myself. I went into premature labor with my son at 22 weeks. Others die from SIDS, others from maternal complications of pregnancy, and injuries like our city has experienced lately with a lot of these, you know, young babies that are not even one, and things have been happening to them, left in cars, you know, suffocating in their sleep. You know, we can't always prevent the tragedies, but we can try, you know, and educate ourselves and become as healthy as we can, you know, before getting pregnant. Also learning CPR is a great way to learn, you know, before, you know, your child comes home. You know, death doesn't discriminate at all. Pregnancy and infant loss, this all began in 1987 on October 25th, 1988, when President Reagan designated the entire month as pregnancy and infant loss. Like Gracie said, it does get overshadowed, you know, and it's sad, you know, because 1 million pregnancies end in loss per year, and 40,290 women are expected to die from breast cancer this year. So obviously more families are affected by the loss of a child than breast cancer. But it is so taboo to talk about losing a child, let alone trying to raise awareness like I am. We do have a Remembrance Day. The Remembrance Day began in October of 2002, and it was started by Robin Baer, Lisa Brown, and Tammy Novak. And they petitioned the government, you know, in each 50 states. And then by October 15th of 2002, the first observance day, which was October 15th, 20 states had signed a proclamation recognizing the date. Last year was the first time that I got Mayor Nelda Martinez to give me a proclamation, and she did. This was also very near and dear to her heart. She was a twin, and her twin did not survive. You know, I want to get people to give these babies a voice, not only myself. I want these women to feel like their babies mattered. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we shouldn't keep these babies, you know, in a closet, keep their things in a closet, put their things away. You know, we should keep them out. We should speak our children's names. Mm-hmm. You know, we should not keep them a secret. We shouldn't, you know, feel like we can't talk about them. You know, we talk about breast cancer all month of October. We see pink everywhere. Our colors are pink and blue. I don't think it's that hard to add a little bit of blue to the pink.
Absolutely.
You know, and I hope, you know, that one day that we can do it all together. You know, especially for, you know, babies, and especially like twins, that they don't get to have their twin come home. They shouldn't forget that they're a twin at all, you know. And it's, I bet you it feels lonely for you all too, because you all feel that, you know, you're in the womb with another yeah. person, another heartbeat next to you, and then you go through life with it, without it, you know. Well, I've been hosting an event. It's mm-hmm. called, this year it's going to be called Roses by the Bay. I've been hosting an event like this every year, and every year I do something different. This year I will be doing roses. Like I said, it's called Roses by the Bay. Another proclamation will be read. and it's going to be read by Colleen McIntyre, since our mayor will be out of town on that specific day. It will also be at Cole Park Pier. I'm pretty sure people are very familiar with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and...
And this is open to the public.
Yeah, open to the public. You know, I'm going to have 150 roses on hand. Of course, it gets bigger and bigger every year. I don't know if I'm going to exceed 150. You know, I put in a lot of my own money, and I go, you know, for donations, because, of course, you need permits to do everything here in Corpus.
Yes.
You know, and I've had a lady donate magnets, you know, for me to take donations for. I was very fortunate enough this year to have my mother pay for the permit in memory of my son. And, you know, the lady that donated the magnets donated them in memory of her nephew, you know, who passed away also. You know, and we have a handful of supporters, but not enough, you know, to accommodate, you know, what we need, you know, for the community, because it's like I said, it gets bigger every year. It gets bigger. You know, this year I hope it's even bigger than last year, which I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has helped me cope, you know, with my loss. And this has helped, I'm pretty sure, a number of women.
Absolutely.
That have, you know, been going, that have been, you know, through what I've been through. You know,
but no woman should have to go through it.
No woman should have to go through it. No man should have to go through it. You know.
And this kid, you know, if there's kids that say, you know, what happened.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Kids, siblings are affected by this.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, every night, you know, she goes and she picks up my son's ashes and she kisses them before she goes to sleep. You know, the hospital gave both of my daughters a bear before, you know, after my son passed away, you know, because we couldn't bring him home and they didn't understand why, you know, and my daughters won't go to bed without that bear. You know, one time when the bear got lost and she was in tears, and I thought I was the only one that was affected by my son's death. And that was the day I realized that I wasn't. Those are the only things that they have left of him, that they feel they have left of him. So that's when I knew they felt alone too. You know, I've seen, you know, men have contacted me and said, you know, my wife, you know, we experienced this loss. You know, she's shut down. I want to take her, you know, and I'll email them the information to take their wives. I'll give them pamphlets. I'll give them, you know, whatever I have. And we don't think that men, you know, often care too much, but they do. They see it. They it's their child too. It's their loss too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just like with breast cancer, men get it too, but we don't see, you
it's
know,
just focused on,
yeah, men. It's just focused on women. We don't see anything focused on the men that go through it, you know, but everybody experiences it. You know?
So Christina, if you feel comfortable, do you want to, you know, if you want to open up to our listeners, you know, tell us your son's name or.
Yes, my son's name was Gabriel Noel James. I had him on my sister Emily's birthday, which was September 9th. He died 2 days after mine on September 21st. He was very tiny. He was only 22 weeks and 4 days. And like I lost him due to chorioamnionitis, which made me go into preterm labor, which is one of the top 5 causes of pregnancy loss. I know I've mentioned them already, but the top 5 account for 57% of deaths. You know, which I said it was birth defects, preterm labor, SIDS, maternal complications, and injuries. And again, injuries, you know, our city has experienced a lot lately.
Yeah, it's been all over the news. It's just
a lot.
Devastating.
You know, and it makes me so angry, you know, and not angry at the parents, but it just makes me so angry that people don't want to support something like this. They don't want to raise awareness. You know, I understand people make mistakes. You know, and, you know, we're all human, but the baby that got left in the car, you know, I'm sure they, you know, they don't, people
you would
often
give anything
don't think.
To have your baby in your car.
Exactly. Yeah. I would give anything, you know, to open up that back door and pull my son out, you know. And it's not always due to forgetfulness. It's due to carelessness. Mm-hmm. And carelessness isn't always, you know, it either. You know, mm-hmm. It's other things. It's we're in a rush. We're not thinking. We're you know, we forget, you know, and it's fine. You know, we can forget sometimes, but to forget a child or to feel like I'm only going to be a few minutes.
It's too much time.
It's too much time.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be more attentive to our children, you know, love them, you know, every second, hold on to them, especially in parking lots. Mm-hmm. You know, I see so many kids jet out of cars and I'm like, safety lock, you know, hold your child, open that door, make sure your child knows, do not get off the car. You know, when they're little, when they first start walking, they learn how to open doors. They learn how to take off seatbelts.
Yeah.
They learn how to take off the seatbelt in the car seat. They're smart. It's like these kids are born, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're born with an iPad or iPhone in their hands and they know exactly what to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Christina, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners listening right now that have experienced some, you know, a similar situation, miscarriage, infant loss. What would you say to them that are listening right now?
Don't be afraid to speak your child's name. You know, we are their only voice. We're the only ones that know what we've been through. We're the only ones that know how our child suffered, if our child did suffer. But we need to realize they didn't have a voice. Some of our babies never cried. Some of them, their feet never touched the ground. You know, we need to speak up for them. We need to raise awareness for them.
And for the mothers.
And for the mothers.
And fathers.
For future mothers and fathers, you know. Because not, like I said, not it's not all preventable. But we can educate ourselves a little bit more. Take care of ourselves before we get pregnant again. You know, before I take our babies home, take a CPR class. You know, we never know what's going to happen. You know, and if we know if our child is going to have SIDS, you know, or whatever, if we catch it on time, CPR, you know, CPR. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, they just, that's not one thing that you think of when you leave the hospital with an infant. You don't mm-hmm. think about having CPR. You're so excited. But these are things that we need to think about mm-hmm. because SIDS is real. You know, it is real. Stillbirth is real. Miscarriage is real. Everything is real. And, you know, the excitement and the joy of a child. Yeah, it's overbearing, but we need to realize it. We want to raise this child into an adult. We want to see our children get married. And if we don't take, you know, precautions, if we don't, you know, prepare ourselves for the worst, you know, we will never, you know, have that chance, you know?
Yeah. Well, Christina, I guess we're running short on time, but you said the Roses by the Bay for babies was October 15th.
Yes,
and that
October 15th.
Open to the public.
Open to the public.
And should we recommend some people bring some of their own roses in case you
yes,
run out?
Yes, just in case. You know, I don't have enough. I'm only having 150, mm-hmm. you know.
White roses.
White roses.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to be picky, but if they want
any
it red,
rose,
you know, any rose, any flower, it's up to them. You know, whatever they would like.
And this is just a plea to our listeners to, you know, I encourage you to pray for these women and these families. And
very much so.
And don't be quiet about it. You know, you need people to support you.
Yeah, I
and
do.
Being silent about it is, it's not helping anybody.
No, so, not at all.
So let's break the taboo on this and let's be here for these women and these, you know, fathers that lost their babies before, you know, they even got to hold them too sometimes, I imagine.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of time the fathers don't even get to hold them, you know, because the mother is so overwhelmed they don't want to let them go.
Yeah. Well, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Christina, I really appreciate you coming here.
Thank
and
you for having
telling
me.
Your story today. And that was very
Thank
brave
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
So don't forget, October 15th, let's go show some support, okay? At Cole Park, right downtown on Ocean Drive.
Yep, right at the pier.
Right at the pier. All right. That's from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
On October 15th. So thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.
One more thing I forgot to mention. If you want to contact Christina, if you want to make a donation to help her with this event that she generously pays for her by herself and her family, you can call her at 361-960-5675. There's a Facebook group. It's called Official Pregnancy and Infant Loss Group Corpus Christi. And her email address is PAILCCTX@gmail.com. So PAILCCTX@gmail.com. If our listeners want to help donate, they can just call you and you can tell them how to go about it.
Exactly.
So, again, if you need anything, any more information that maybe you didn't hear today, give her a call at 960-5675. Thanks again for coming, Christina.